being able to do, you know, outings with their peers or afford, you know, food oftentimes. We're really proud of our partnership with the local housing authority. We do what we call food bucks in the summer, which will allow our youth and seniors their vouchers that they can our seniors can use at the local farmers market as well as local grocery stores to help supplement their dietary needs. We also partner with our local senior citizen center for, you know, for outings, helping to support, you know, projects to try to get our seniors. You know, we've taken them to the Symphony in Nashville. We've brought speakers in. We've provided exercise equipment and TVs to our seniors at our Senior Citizen Center. So we're real proud of the work that we do because we feel like it reaches a variety of people within our community.
Dr. Shea, have you been on the air every night?
I have been on the air every night in terms of reporting. I was actually a live auctioneer on Tuesday night. But I have been on the, I've been there every night, all night, trying to wrap up numbers at the end to keep us on pace and task and, you know, trying to see where we need to be tonight in terms of items sold and dollars that we still need to raise.
Any particularly memorable moments?
You know, certainly last night there was a little bit of excitement with the weather that we had in the area that knocked us off the air a couple of times. Of course, safety for our community is number one priority, even over our auction, and we certainly respect WKDZ for breaking in with their weather coverage. But we have a huge group of Interactors, which is our high school Rotary Club, and we sent all those students home early last night. We didn't want anyone to be on the road unnecessarily late and in bad weather. So certainly last night there was a lot of excitement going on. I had the privilege, as I mentioned earlier, being on the radio Tuesday night with my good friend Judge Jameis Redd as well as Norman Cotton, who happens to also be my personal insurance agent. And we had a really good time Tuesday night telling lots of things. We probably had more fun than we should have had on the air, but we had a really good time. And I have no doubt tonight will be memorable as well. We have lots of special check presentations tonight. Genesis Express is doing our food for us tonight. They're a local group here that always is a big collaborative partner of ours. Help us out with our Boston butt sales, which we did this year over Final Four weekend. We raised over $2,000 in the effort, you know, partnering with them. They're going to present their check tonight as well as provide our food service. They're frying fish on site tonight, doing fried fish on Friday night food plates to sell to folks this evening. And then we've got the Tree County Public Schools that are be bringing their checks in this tonight for fun activities they've allowed the students to participate in all week long. So all of that's going to be culminating tonight. We expect a big night of attendance. We expect a big night of money and items sold to be able to bring it home and hopefully reach our goal of $200,000.
I bet you will. And again, let's remind our listeners that this is the 48th annual Katie's Rotary Radio Auction on WKDZ 106.5 FM. Starts at 7 tonight, and the goal is to raise $200,000 for...
$200,000, correct.
All right.
Well. And, you know, and I didn't mention this, but I know Ben Cundiff would probably shoot me if I didn't mention it. About half of our proceeds of that $200,000 truly comes from just past donations through our Century Club. And Ben Cundiff is always gracious enough to spearhead that project for us. I talked with him extensively last night. We're a little behind the mark going into Friday night. He was hoping to raise it, you know, between $100,000 and $105,000 on his end with Century Club, and I think last night they were at about $83,000. So we need a big push for those folks to give our Century Club donations. We've tried to make that process easier this year. You can go straight to to katiesrotary.org website, katiesrotary.org.
Excellent.
Website, and you can pay those Century Club donations directly online. We also kicked off a new initiative this year. It was called the Next Generation Fund, and that was designed for students that are active students of any age, whether that be primary, intermediate school, whether that's college, graduate school, someone that's non-traditional that's gone back to school, anyone that's a student that wants to do something that doesn't see anything there at the auction that they want to buy. They can contribute to the Next Generation Fund, which is like a Century Club fund without having to meet the general benchmarks of Century Club starting at $100 donation. So it can be any denomination. And again, those payments can be made directly online. They can be called in tonight in our live auction. The phone number to call is 270-522-0444. That's the number to our call into our switchboard operators tonight. So certainly we need a big rally at the end, and we'd appreciate any support that anyone can give us in our final hours. But no matter what we come away with, we know that whatever the amount is at the end of tonight, our community will have done all that it could do to support our cause. They always do.
Dr. Shea Godwin, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.